What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Everyday Parent Podcast. My name is Alec, and with me, as always, is Shane Sisk and Miss Kelly Blaza. How are you guys doing today?
Doing so great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I want to continue the discussion we were just having. What movie did you see too early as a kid?
I think it was It with the clown, or Killer Clowns from Outer Space, if that's a real movie.
I'm going to Google if that's an actual
movie. I just remember clowns murdered people and then hung them up in these weird balloon things, and I was terrified.
No, it is very much a movie.
Because you watched it too?
No, it's right here.
He just looked it up.
It was released in 1988. It's a horror comedy.
I was born in 87, so was I a baby watching it?
No.
Could have been.
Little infant eyes.
But like, it makes sense because that's the same thing for me with like Scary Movie. Because that's like the guy was wearing that mask. I don't know
the Jason mask.
No. It's the one with like it looks like a ghost.
Scream?
Yes, from Scream.
Scream. And maybe it was Scream.
I thought Scary Movie was a comedy.
It was Scream, not Scary Movie. Scary Movie is a spoof of all the scary movies.
But it's especially of Scream.
Yeah. And so I think it was Scream that I saw too early, because I saw like a girl get her head chopped off.
Hope there's no kids
listening.
So,
for real. I mean, if they got through the Dead Moms episode, then...
Oh, golly. Why do we have to keep bringing that up?
Because Alec loves to bring up...
I'm going to jump ahead.
Okay.
My movie was Jaws. My mom took me to see Jaws. And we lived in South Florida. And so it scared me for a little bit. I was scared to go in the water for a very long time. And so that one was a little rough.
That's valid. If you would like an episode where we talk more about when is it appropriate to show certain movies,
when,
because like I worked at a kids camp and we were not allowed to show any PG movies. So like, even though they were PG movies, like it was G only, G or lower. But the whole theory was that like there's some PG movies that are not like appropriate for kids.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. And that has to be part of the conversation, because when I was growing up, PG movies were rough.
True.
Like Smokey and the Bandit.
You go back and watch like 90s kids movies. Yeah. Basically, all the movies I grew up on, I now watch with Mark, or I'll watch with my kids. And Mark and I will stop and be like, I don't remember that part. I remember like the main character was like a major alcoholic, or that they cursed so much, or they were like hookers in the background. I was like, I didn't know that.
Like Goonies.
Like as a kid, I'm like, oh, I just thought this was a great movie. So it definitely just like goes over your head.
Yes.
But then when you're an adult and you're rewatching it with your kids, like Mighty Ducks. Do you guys remember the opening scene from Mighty Ducks? The coach is in the back of a limo, passed out because he's wasted. I don't remember that, but I remember watching. And I'm thinking, like,
spoiler.
I remember putting it on, being like, let's just watch like a nice, happy, like, movie, like team building, hockey. And then I was like, oh, this is not what I remember.
You picked the wrong one. You got to pick Miracle.
That is a good movie.
That's probably the best sports movie of all time.
Is it? I think.
Like, I'm not
remember
even a huge
Titans?
Hockey fan.
Remember the Titans.
It's,
remember
the remember Titans,
Titans
is up there,
Denzel.
But like. Denzel didn't have a moment where I was just ready to run through a brick wall.
Miracle is so good.
Really?
Also, hockey is the best.
Like Miracle, that final speech of Miracle, like it'll give me chills every time.
The Olympics just happened. We should just watch it.
I'm going to just full disclosure. I've never seen Miracle.
It is worth showing to watch. And
all right, but go home tonight.
But Shane, the part that I appreciate most about Miracle is that there are multiple players that have like gone on record and said it's pretty accurate. He was a whole lot meaner, but like for a family movie, this is as accurate as they could be while still making a movie that makes sense.
I will watch it.
So
I will go watch
it. It'll teach you how to persevere through hard things.
All right.
So anyways, if you want more of a conversation about movies and TV shows and what to allow your kids to watch and not, let us know. We'd be more than happy to have that conversation. So anyways, today we're talking about, actually this is a great segue and I just ruined it, but different parenting styles, either within the family, within maybe a life group, all of those things, like, you know, because it's a loaded thing. One thing that, if you haven't listened to the episode on sleepovers yet, go listen. But as you guys were talking through that, I was like, I have a question that I want to ask, or just bring up, of just like, you know, sometimes you may not have family close. And you could have a life group instead. So if you're like that, that'll be me and Lyndon when we have kids. this episode is still for you. But Shane, Kelly, how do you handle different parenting styles within your family? Because I know for like my mom, her brother and sister-in-law, they parent their kids way different than my brother and I were parented. And they're two different generations, not them, but like the kids. Obviously, I'm an adult, and so is my brother. But our nephews or our cousins, her nephews, or, you know, one of them just got to high school. So there's a pretty big age gap, but they're just parented way differently than we are. And so I could see where that would be a very big stress point when there's get-togethers and different things like that, and you've got your kids acting like angels, and then maybe the other kids acting like terrorists. So tyrants. Oh, tyrants was the word I meant.
Oh, my goodness.
Both choice of words.
Well, I was talking to Will earlier, and he talks about that. Anyways, tyrant was the word I meant, so I apologize, everyone.
I think there's a lot, there's sometimes where when both you are in the room and they are in the room,
right,
where you just have to go, oh, it's up to them. I can't really do anything now. But I think it switches a little bit when they're either out of the room or they're like, hey, can you watch for the kids for a little bit? We got to go do this. And then I'm like, I'm not putting up with that. We're gonna have a little come to Jesus talk here with me and my little nephew and see how that goes.
I feel like I remember my cousin, who's like 7 years older than me. I always looked up to her and thought she was really wise. When she first had kids, I remember her making the comment of, man, it is so hard. You lose friends when you become a parent. And I was like, what? She's like, people parent so differently that it can sometimes become such a barrier. Mm. And it has kind of hurt some of my friendships. And I remember being like, gosh, that seems awful. And I feel like I was really blessed with the opportunity to watch so many different styles of parenting, coming from like education and then also like working in kids ministry for so long. I just got to see a lot of different ways to parent. So I felt like I was always kind of taking mental notes. Then I became a parent, and I was like, oh, you can have all the best intentions in the world, and then there's also this thing called sin that we all deal with, even as parents. So you're going to lose your patience. Like, things are going to happen. But in real talk, I'm a middle child. Mark's the youngest. So both of our older siblings already had kids. So we had the benefit of, like, watching our sister's parent and got to kind of see, like, oh, what's the dynamic with, like, grandparents going to be? Or what is this going to be like? And so I have so many stories of how my dad has interacted with my children and my nieces and nephews, which are really fun.
Are you going to share any of those?
I don't know. Should you think I should? Oh, my gosh. Okay. My dad is a great man, first of all. You guys are going to be like, whoa. I remember
what
vividly. No, but everybody has a different style. Like, I would describe my dad's style as, like, it was old school. He was a Marine. Like, I just remember growing up, like, it was strict. And, like, if one of us messed up, we all messed up, basically.
Right.
So there was one day. I was not there. Okay, this is all secondhand. But both of my sisters were at the pool.
But it was confirmed by your dad.
By my dad and both of my sisters. Okay, all right. They were at the pool, apparently. And one of my nephews was just, like, acting up, like, not paying attention, talking back to my sister, who was his mom, like, running his mouth, running around the pool deck, whatever, causing problems. Right. So after multiple attempts, apparently, to, like, rein him in, my dad just walked up to him and, like, quote, punched him.
There's air quotes.
Punched him in the head. From my sisters. This is what I'm getting. And I'm just like, what? Dad did not punch Ethan in the head. They're like, yes, he did. So then I, like, talked to my dad. I'm like, Dad, what's up? Like, did you really punch Ethan? He's like, I didn't punch him. I just knuckle punched him. And I was like, okay, that's kind of the same thing. And he, like, demonstrates. And in his mind, he was like, Ethan had talked back multiple times to your sister. She kept telling him not to do it. He kept doing it. He was going to hurt somebody or, like, fall off the pool deck and crack his skull open. So I knocked him out. And I was like, okay, Dad. So was that, like, a choice move? Probably not. Was that maybe inserting yourself a little bit too much? I don't know. I also would have loved to see the lifeguard's face that day. Like, what do we do here?
Oh, it wasn't so, like, it was a public pool?
Oh, it's a public pool.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Public pool.
This is
welcome
amazing.
Welcome to the Coleman family.
Yes.
No, so.
But
is Coleman your maiden name?
Yeah, it is.
We just found that out.
Wow.
I did not know that. But I've seen the same situation. Now, my dad didn't punch his grandchildren. But
I love you, Dad. It's okay.
But like, I've seen my dad where he's had enough, and one of my siblings, they weren't parenting like he thought they should, and he's stepped in and yelled or gotten on to a kid, and it's caused tension. It's caused a lot of tension where, you know, the the grandkid doesn't want to stay over at, you know, grandma and grandpa's house and that kind of stuff. But I mean, I also get it. And maybe I'm a little old school too, but there's moments where I go, is somebody going to spank him? So, and that's not, if you're against spanking, use a different term, but, but like, there's moments where I'm like, are you not going to do anything? Are you,
because
we
really
were raised
hard.
In the same home. I was like, we were spanked, we were grounded, and then all of a sudden I'm like, what do you mean you're not going to go fix that?
And
right
I think
now?
Sometimes we, like what you experienced in the childhood home that you grew up in, you either maybe took things that you really liked.
Very true.
Or, and so you'll like follow in those patterns, or you'll walk away and say, I really didn't like that, and I'm going to go the extreme opposite, whether that's like a healthy choice or an unhealthy choice, depending on how far you swing that pendulum. I think like as awkward as it is, just like kind of being like, hey, so like, what's the expectation here? Or like, what are we going to do? Like, I feel like I'm just like the queen of like asking awkward questions, or I'll just like leave. I'm just like, I can't handle this. Like Irish goodbye. I'm taking my kids and I'm peacing out because like, this is chaos. I don't want to deal with it. Like I know like at certain houses in my family, screens will always be on and my kids will always be glued to them at those homes. And so I know what that does to my kids and like their behavior after. So I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to go there because all they're going to do is like watch that iPad. So let's just not go. Like if you want to hang out with them, why don't we ask if they want to meet at the park, or like, let's go do a thing with them. So it's almost like you have to find creative solutions if you voice like, hey, or I know that like if my kids are at a different relative's house and we say, hey, bedtime is like 8 or 9, we'll come back at like 11:30 at night, midnight, and all the children will be awake. And you're just like, cool. Like, but then it's also like, whatever, we're on vacation, it's fine. So like, I'm not mad about it, but I just know that's the reality. Also though, if you're watching my kids, like power to you. You know what I mean? Like well, there's also so much that I can be like, you didn't do it my way.
Here's a funny thing on the other side is we've left our kids with the grandparents, you know, when we've gone home or whatever, and then come back and to pick them up and we'll be talking about different things and they will say something and I'll go, where did you watch that? Oh, I watched it at grandma and grandpa's house. They went to sleep and I went, wait, what? They went to sleep and y'all were up watching TV. And I was like, wait a minute. And so I think it's funny because the other, you know, they have these expectations, or we have these expectations. And then there's some things that they relax on that you didn't think they would relax on.
No.
Right.
I think one of the things, just to tell another story, my brother and sister-in-law came up here to visit us for Thanksgiving. And they wanted to do the turkey trot with all the kids. And so we're like, okay, well, our kids were still pretty young. I mean, I would say elementary, maybe early middle school. And my brother and sister-in-law were like, hey, we're just going to let our kids go run because the running community is pretty safe. And I went, wait, what?
Wait, how long is the turkey trot? Isn't it like
it's a 5K. It's a 5K.
So it's like 3.5 miles?
Yeah.
3.2.
Okay. And so next thing I know,
I can't imagine that in like your third grade, like just go run 3.2 miles.
Well, they were like, hey, running community safe. And so they let their kids take off. And we're like, hey, I know what your cousins are doing. I want to be able to see you. And so it was so funny because we're like, first of all, you don't know this running community. I don't know if the whole running community is safe, but they were just like, man, they're good. And they went, they all stayed together, but it was just, you're just like, you really? You're just going to let your kids take off in a city they've never been before and just run? And they're like, yeah. I was like, all right, we're a little bit different. We're a little bit different.
I love that.
3.1. I was wrong.
3.1. Oh, okay. 5K?
Yeah, it's 5K.
All right.
Anyway, sorry, I derailed.
No, I think just even watching like the transition from like parent to grandparent, like growing up, my dad was super strict on having like dinner around the family, like the dinner table every night. And then he'll come visit me and he'll look at me and be like, I don't even know why you try. Why don't you just, he literally goes, why don't you just put on the TV, let the kids eat in front of the TV, and then you and Mark can have a conversation. And I look at him, I'm like, that is so rich coming from you. Like you would yell at me to come to the dinner table so that we could all eat together. He was like, and I was like, Dad, who are you? But he does have a point sometimes. But I'm like, should I put the TV on? Should I just like have a conversation?
Part of it is also, and you talked about where you're at in the birth range. Like for me, I was the oldest. Well, my sister was 10 years younger than me. And I'll never forget, she was parented way different. And if my mom and dad listen to this, they're going to get mad at me. But she was parented way different than we were. Like, we were spanked. There was a lot going on in our house that my sister never experienced. And I'll never forget one morning, we got up and we would always get up in the morning and mom would sleep in, dad would make breakfast, and then we would watch WWF wrestling. And it was awesome. that was our tradition. And then as we got older, it turned into football. One morning, my little sister gets up and we're out there watching, and she comes out, she wants to watch My Little Ponies or something. And dad was like, no, we're watching this. And she screamed and she turned and she ran to her room and slammed the door. And my dad didn't move. And I looked at him. I'm going, what are you doing? He goes, I'm tired, Shane. He just goes,
I'm tapping out.
He goes,
she's on her own.
He goes, I just want peace in the house. And I went, wait, you've given up. You quit parenting. But there's, I mean, it is. It's, and so she was parented way differently than we were. And so it's very interesting when you look at that. But I to go back to answer the original question, I think sometimes you just have to be quiet.
Oh yeah. I think know your place.
Yes, because that's a battle that's just going to cause more problems.
I think that's the thing, is like, what's your goal? Like, are you just trying to be right or prove a point? Because yes, that's prideful and that's silly. If you're trying to genuinely like be restorative, or if you see things that are genuinely like not great and you don't want to be around it, well, then you have to either speak up kindly and respectfully or just like remove yourself from the situation.
Yes.
And be like, hey, I'm not super comfortable with that. I think we're going to leave. Or like, hey, you know, you don't necessarily always have to explain why. You can just be like, hey, we're going to go now. Or
so
goodbye.
See ya.
I feel like with family, it's a little bit easier to be confrontational than it is with like maybe the friends that you're with or like the life group you may be with and different things like that. So how do you handle, you know, ideally,
I don't know that it's easy to be confrontational with family on that issue. Like, I think there's certain things that you can be confrontational with family about, and
right,
and you know, you walk away going, we still love each other. But there's, when you start talking about your kids,
I mean, I'll be honest, it's such a sensitive matter where even when I think I've had like siblings or like in-laws with the best of intentions try to tell me like how to parent my kids, if I'm gonna be like super honest, in the moment, I feel like I want to punch him in the face. Now, I won't do that. Sorry, this is like just very raw. That's how I feel. I won't do that.
The Colemans were a violent family.
Maybe I shouldn't be that honest. It's not right. Your feelings are just feelings. They should not impact how you act, right? So I have to repent of that. But like in the moment, I'm just so irritated because I'm like, you don't know my situation. You don't know my kid. You don't know what we're going through. You were watching a 30-second snippet of maybe a year-long journey on this certain behavior, and maybe like, and not making an excuse for my poor parenting either, but I always, after I just said I want to punch somebody in the face, I feel like the posture I want to have is one of grace,
right,
where like I'm showing grace to the parent that's maybe feeling really overwhelmed, or the kid that's really unruly and the parent is just like at their wit's end. And in return, I hope that I would show grace when people are also commenting on my parenting. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm just being like super blunt.
No,
like,
that's great.
Here's how I feel.
So Shane, how do you feel when people like comment on your parenting?
I mean, there's some times where you smile and just gracefully listen.
Smile and wave.
And then just go, well, thank you. And then there's sometimes where, you know, once again, if it's a sibling, I may push back a little bit. And go, hey, wait a minute, let's talk about your parenting, which is probably not the best way to handle it.
Okay.
Which things, you know, it accelerates pretty quickly from that moment on.
Right.
But it just depends on the situation. It depends on who it is. Like I just put in our parent email, just a social media app that I let my kids have. And there are people who have already come up and talked to me, and some, hey, man, I agree with you. Some are like, I can't believe you did that.
Was it Snapchat?
I'm not saying what it is. But it was one of those things where I just went, hey, I put that out there, and I invited people to speak into that. But it's a hot button thing. And there's a lot of people who are passionate on both sides. And so it really depends on the situation on how I handle it. You know, I try to handle it with grace, especially if it's here around church or here. But with my siblings, it probably gets a little more tense when we disagree on things. But I think, but here's a question, Callie. You threw a bunch of questions at me the other day.
All right.
Here's a question. So you and your siblings may parent differently, but what about when that child is with you without his parents or her parents?
So, like, if they're with me?
Yes.
I'm just going to parent the way that I would parent.
Okay. All right. And has that ever been taken badly or poorly?
No, I don't think so. I mean, no one's ever talked to me about it.
Okay.
So maybe they're talking about that behind my back.
They're scared you're going to punch them. That's why.
No, I mean, I was going to tell a funny story because I'm really close with my little sister, Abby, and she doesn't have children, but she just did something so kind back in May. And when Mark and I went away, she watched my kids for like 3-4 days. I don't know how she did it. I mean, she really almost didn't do it. I had to text multiple friends to go check on her. She won't listen to this podcast because she's not a parent. So I feel like I can say this. But
our families really don't support our podcast endeavors.
No, we're learning that.
She's so great. She's so selfless. But she does not have children. She and I are vastly different in pretty much every single way. She's extremely sensitive. Okay, that can be a gift. That can also be difficult. And she also, I feel like, has this really heightened awareness of, like, safety. And you can probably see where I'm going with all this. I'm a little bit more like, it's okay.
It'll be
like,
all right.
Put a helmet on. Like, just put a helmet on if you're going to go do that thing. But, like, go. I'm big on, like, giving my kids the opportunity to take risk. Mm-hmm. I think that helps build grit and resiliency.
Yep.
And, like, I'm okay if they get dirty, and I'm okay if they fall down and, like, scrape a knee, like, if they get hurt. I don't want them to be violent.
Yes.
But, right. Like, taking risks, I am very much actually an advocate for. My sister thinks that's a little bit dangerous. Like, she looked at me and goes, I'm uncomfortable with how you're letting them play. And I was like, what do you mean how I'm letting them play? They're playing in the front yard. They're just playing. Have you not witnessed children play? She goes, they're just going to get hurt. I go, okay, well, what do you want me to do about it? Like, they might fall. They might get. Now, they were riding a new toy car that they had received, all three of them in it. And it can go pretty fast. And they're, mm-hmm. like, whipping around trees and going over things. So there was, like, no one was airborne.
Yet.
But I was like, they're like, it's okay. She was so uncomfortable. She's like, I can't do this. They're not going to be allowed to drive that car if I'm going to watch them. And I was like, all right, that's a rule that you can set. That's fine. You're going to have to tell them that though. And she was like, well, so I just remember it was like taking a lot in me to have patience for her because I just didn't agree with her. But then I had to be like, okay, no, you're going to be watching my kids. That's a gracious thing. So like, what are the things that are going to make you comfortable? But I also felt like, yeah, these are also my kids. So I'm going to kind of try to give you advice. Also, you don't have children yet. So there's a part of me that I was just like, oh, I feel like if you had your own kids, you would know that like, this is just part of childhood. Like it's messy. They play, they get hurt. It's okay.
So how do you navigate the conversations with family members, with friends, whoever it may be, if the conversation's initiated of like, hey, Shane, you let your kids have a social media app that they shouldn't have. You're an idiot. How do you handle those? obviously, hopefully, most of the conversations are much more tame than that and much more like with the heart of trying to understand. But how do you handle it without being the expert? Because at the end of the day, like you can Google what's the best way to parent and get 50 different articles with 50 different ways to handle parenting. And so there is no correct way. There's better ways.
I think this is what I've tried to do even with that parent email is walk them through the process of how we got there.
Right.
And then also say, I'm not 100% sure that this was the right decision.
Right.
It was the decision that we came to and we're going to walk through it and we're going to monitor it and we're going to stay on top of it. But you know, it's one of those where, it may have been the wrong decision. But we kind of prayed through it and talked through it and this is the decision we came to as husband and wife and mom and dad. And so that's what we went with. And so it's, you know, there's going to be those moments where you have, and we've talked about topics a number of times on this podcast where you go, I don't necessarily know what the right answer is, or this is what works best for us. And I think that's how you have to come about it.
Right.
I think there are so many things that could easily divide us as parents or as a community, especially even just as a community of Christ followers. And I really, maybe I'm just like so idealistic, but I'm like, man, parenting is so hard. It is one of the most sanctifying things. And it's so easy to look at a parent on their worst day or their worst moment and be like, psh, amateur, they don't even know what they're doing. But like, why? Why would we do that? Why not just like champion each other or ask questions? Like, I learned so much from other parents and how they do things. And so when I watch a parent, whether I agree or don't agree, or if I'm just a little confused, it's like, man, I wonder what inspired that choice. I'll just ask them, like, hey, I noticed that y'all did this. Why'd y'all do that? And sometimes their reasons are really, really great, right, and maybe make so much sense for them and their kid or their season of life. So I never want to be quick to cast judgment on others, even though I feel like in this episode I've sounded super judgmental. But genuinely, like, I want a heart that's just like, man, I would much rather encourage a parent and listen and try to understand genuinely, so that, like, one, I can empathize and pray for them, but also so that I can just become a better parent. Because like I said, you can't parent alone. I mean, you can, but it's right, so exhausting and it's so hard. And I think that's where the enemy wants us, is to parent in isolation and to think like, oh, I'm the only one going through this, or I'm the only one that has a child that's going through this thing. So I think the more vulnerable we can be, even in parenting, to say like, yeah, I did make that choice. Like, I did give my kid access to that. And you know what? I regretted it. Like, it wasn't good. I wish I hadn't. And if you have the opportunity to go back, like, don't do it the way I did it. Like, yeah. I would much rather talk to a parent that's going to, like, own their failures. And that's the kind of right, parent I want to be. That's going to look at you and be like, you know, yeah, I did do that to my kid and it didn't turn out so well. Or I did confront my sister about that. And guess what? She never wanted to talk to me again. So was it worth it? No. Like, just being honest and like owning your failures.
Right. So, something you said there, Kelly, is not being judgmental. And that's, as parents, that's tough sometimes, because you go, I wouldn't do it that way. But I think it's so interesting. I remember as when we were early married and didn't have kids, and we go to restaurants and, man, those kids are crying and throwing things and losing their mind. And I'm like, what parent is letting that happen? And then I had kids. And I remember sitting in a restaurant, and there's this high-pitched scream that your child can get to, mm-hmm, that will just pierce anything. And I just remember looking at Kristen going, do something. Dude, stop this child from screaming.
And there's nothing you can do sometimes. There's nothing you can
do. And so, honestly, we quit going out to eat for a very long time. Right. Like, we're like, yeah, we're just going to eat it, and we're just going to pick it up. But now I go to restaurants, and if there's a screaming baby, I just look at him and go, I get it.
I literally am just like, you got this.
I was like, don't, hey.
Keep it up.
Hang in there.
You're doing okay.
I was like, if you need me to take your baby for a little bit. But it is. It's funny when you walk through that.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you have a very different perspective.
Can we do an episode on, like, when is too much to intervene? Because I always wrestle when I see, like, a mom struggling. Because all I want to do is, like, go help her. And I right, did it one time. And I literally was just like, this mom had, like, two toddlers that were, like, running away from her in opposite directions. And so you could see it on her face, like, I don't know which one to get. And I looked at her, and I didn't know this woman. And I was like, I'll get the one in the red. I go, I work with kids. I promise I'm a safe adult. And I just, like, grabbed him, and the kid's, like, screaming. And I was just like, but I was holding him, like, so far away because, like, he's not my child. I was like, it's okay, buddy. I'm going to bring you to your mom. And then I get to the car where she's at, and she's, like, sobbing. And I'm like, it's all right. Like, you're doing so great. And she's just, like, having a moment. And then I just, like, gave her a hug. I was like, I don't know you. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to steal him. But, like, I walked away, and I was like, I hope I didn't just deeply offend her. Like, I had nothing but all the love in the world as, like, right, a fellow mom. But I would love to do an episode on, like, where's the line? Like, do you want that kind of help, people? Or are you just like, absolutely not? Sorry, topic switch. Let's save that for another day.
You can text parent to 98173 and let us know if you'd like to hear that conversation, because we'll be more than happy to have it. And let us know how we're doing. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with somebody. Subscribe to the channel. That way you know when new episodes drop. And when we start our new seasons. And so you can head to longhollow.com/parent for all the resources that we have. We've curated a lot of them. One of them sitting right there, the Jesus Storybook Bible. It's a great Bible. What?
They can't see anything.
Yeah,
they can't
know, see stuff. But
we
I
also didn't write that.
No, I said we curated a lot of content.
Oh, I thought you were like insinuating that we wrote that Bible.
No, what's this? Lloyd Jones.
For those of you who can't see, there's a Bible sitting on his desk.
Next to me. So. Yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. If you've gotten this far, thank you. And we will talk to you next week. See you guys.